Sadie's not a stupid woman, so when I find her curled up asleep next to Amador, it drives home how much she trusts him. If she didn't, there's no way she'd sleep next to him, not even for show. How far will that go when Alpha Team surrounds the place and neutralizes his men while we take him into custody? The place is all clear, I say. 2 dozen bombs are accounted for. I wish we could have gotten to all of them in time, but figuring out the pattern helped. Any idea why he made it so easy? Amador tilts his chin to the door. He gives Sadie an affectionate look, then carefully rises so he doesn't disturb her. I stare at Sadie until the door blocks my view, wishing like hell I'd been the one here with her all night, then step back as he joins me in the corridor and closes the door behind him. When I look at him, he lifts an eyebrow and smiles. Don't worry, it isn't a competition. I'm not sure if I believe you, but there's not much I can do about it if it is.
Right now, we're only getting to know each other. I won't presume to expect more than you are willing to give. And she's still holding back, which tells me her heart is committed elsewhere. Don't wait too long to tell her how you feel, son, or I will take advantage of this situation. But also don't forget, I'm not interested in only her.
Noted, I say. He gestures down the hallway and starts walking. I fall into step beside him.
As for Gustavo's motivations, he wants what I have, so it wouldn't serve his agenda to destroy everything. He was counting on the possibility that I'd give in, but he didn't know I had an ace up my sleeve. I owe you and Owen everything.
Well, it wouldn't have served our agenda to let it happen.